welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's November 10th, 2021, and I tell you, this is a time of transition because we're moving into a new season, and there needs to be a lot of prayer right now, and that's why the Lord is releasing this new ability, this new power, this new anointing to pray. Even if you're not an intercessor, the Lord is raising something up right now. I'm going to pray over prayer. Lord, I release the power of prayer that you have released to us. I just pray this special ability and anointing that we need for right now to be able to get a breakthrough in prayer, to be able to get our breakthrough in transition, to get our breakthrough in our lives in Jesus' name. As we go through this, Lord, I pray that you would open things up, open the heavens in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I just release what I consider one of the most powerful words I've ever released. I don't normally say that, but boy, this one is timely. The enemy keeps trying to take out my voice even when I've been coming into this agreement with the Lord over this. So it's from Spirit Connection Podcast, episode 205, called The Watch of the Lord Returns. So that's, I want to just go deeper into it over the next 2 weeks to give you some training and prayer. The recap, basically, is Satan has over-attacked us. In the area of lots of areas, you know, he's hit us in many things, but many people have not realized that our prayer covering got taken down. I mean, wiped out. Many of the wonderful elderly, mature, the retired, you didn't have to be old. Many of them got taken out by the pandemic or other things, but it left a huge gap that is now causing us to get attacked fiercely. We're under assault over this. He hit us in the area of finances and sickness and all the different things. But the biggest was taking out our prayer covering of these people, of the watchers and the watchmen. Because of this, the Lord's releasing a new anointing to pray. Many of these wonderful believers would sit up at night. Others would stay. They'd pray in the day because they were retired. I tell you, Psalm 127:1 says it, unless the Lord builds the house, they who labor in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain. The Lord is building a new house. He's building something. He's not going to be outdone with everything going on. This is the time right now to step up. And so right now, he even says Psalm 127:1 says, the watchmen stay awake in vain. In other words, there's watchers and watchmen. These are prophetic intercessors who stay up or stay at the daytime. I tell you, God's doing something new, and he's calling the watch of the Lord to return. And that's Habakkuk 2:1. I will stand at my watch. I will station myself on the ramparts, and I will look to see what he has to say. Whew. Boy, there's a power right now. The Lord's releasing people to be prophetic intercessors, prophetic watchers. You don't have to be an intercessor. He wants people to begin to pray and cover us through the first of the year. In fact, part of January. I got this word in October, November, December, and January. He's calling people. Right? Don't be surprised if you wake up in the middle of the night or you find yourself wanting to pray or a desire or a burden to come on you. Even if you're not an intercessor, go with it. Go with it. This is the time. The Lord is restoring the watchman calling. Last month, I released the prophetic word about the damage of the pandemic. Now, I tell you, the Lord is now releasing a global response. We've been walking through a global shaking. The Lord is, he's stepping up right now. And here's the purpose of the shaking. It didn't come from the Lord. The pandemic, the violence, that wasn't from the Lord. That's not his punishment. My goodness, that's not the heart of the Lord at all. That's incorrect. You've been hearing or believing that. The enemy caused this. The Lord is now going to step up, though, as a result of it. In Haggai 2:6, This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, once more, the heavens will shake and the earth, the sea and under it. I will shake the nations, and what is desired by the nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory. Now, this might sound like it's the Lord shaking, but you know what he is? He is shaking things. He's shaking awake his people to step up right now. And he's going to use anything. He'll use it all. His desire is for us to move in greater levels of power. He's calling people into a deeper level of intimacy, personal renewal being take place. He wants to shake open the hot spots. He wants to create these healing wells, meetings. I don't remember these. We had healing meetings or renewal meetings that would go on. They don't have to go on regularly, but he wants to do this. He's given some churches and ministries and even houses this anointing. Step into it right now. There's a greater glory. Haggai 2:9, he said, the glory of this present house will be greater than the former house, says the Lord. In this place, I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. What you want to do is ask God for glory. Glory is a power. It's intimacy. It's all of his presence. And in the midst of this, he's releasing peace. I want to tell you, I have been walking through the most horrendous attacks. You know, as a forerunner, I've been used to stuff, you know, at a high level. Boy, I've had to even get the whole world to pray for me. But I tell you, in the midst of it, the greater glory has come. In the midst of it, he has granted me peace. And you can get this peace to stand in the storm. And then there's a power to break the yokes of bondage. There's Isaiah 10:27. In that day, their burden will be lifted from their shoulders and the yoke from their neck, and their yoke will be broken. The Lord is releasing a greater power to overcome and break the things that have been holding you back. Then there's an anointing right now. He's going to reveal and heal the strongholds of the enemy where he's been hitting you in these areas. He's been trying to hold you down, trying to make you think that you're the only one, that you messed up. You're the only one going through this. It's a lie. Step up right now. Well, also, in this prophetic word was Ephesians 3:9, hidden mysteries and plans. And he's going to make plain the administration of the mystery for which for past ages has been kept hidden in God. Wow, he's making a way right now. He's releasing greater understanding into the mysteries, into revelation. Might have been hidden. Maybe it's a form of a Bible verse or a prophetic promise. I'm suddenly pulling out prophetic promises and things. He's pulling out so much around me and just saying, I'm going to do this. Look at this. Look at what I did with her. I'm going to do it again. He's saying that with you. So this week I want to talk about how you can pray with power and how to get greater authority in your prayer. And so, you know, you have the power and the authority to stop the attacks against you. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you will prosper. But I'm going to tell you something. Most people don't understand what I'm about to tell you. I'm going to tell you how the enemy is able to come in like a flood against you. And I want to show you how to raise up a new standard against it. The Lord has given you everything you need to succeed. You've got the Bible. It's the inspired word of God. You've got the Holy Spirit that reveals everything that's in the Bible that can speak to you. You got the power of the Lord residing in you. You got the power that raised Jesus from the dead in you. You have access to all the gifts. You have access to the Holy Spirit. You have other people around you to agree with. You have the most amazing library in the world, the internet that can be used to search out things of the Lord. I want to give you the very secret to the powerful prayer. I've learned this a while ago. James 5:16, write this down. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other that you would be healed. Because the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Write this down. There are some keys in James 5:16. I'm going to show you why you're praying and praying and praying and still getting hit right here. Is because there's a couple of things that you need to get a hold of. And so, one of them is, number one, is that we need to confess our sins. Okay, that's good. We confess our sin. See, the enemy tries to get you to think that you're messed up. And that even if you have addictions and stuff going on, keep confessing every day. 1 John 1:9. Here's one of the keys. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and purify us of all unrighteousness. So check it out. If you confess your sins, according to 1 John 1, 9. He's going to cleanse you of your unrighteousness. So therefore, then you align with James 5, 16. Look at it. For the prayer of a righteous person is powerful, because you're confessing your sin aligns you with being a righteous person and making your prayer powerful. So now it's important to keep your slate clean, even if you have struggling with repeated sin, even if you have addictions. Don't stop confessing each and every day and ask the Lord to move in you. The second part of this is to pray with other people, because you know James 5:16 says, confess your sins to each other. Now you can confess to the Lord, that's where you start. But if there's some things that you've been struggling with, here's how you get the breakthrough. Is it pray with other people? This allows you to come into agreement that will break things. Look at this, write it down. Ecclesiastes 4:12. Maybe you've heard me talk about it, maybe you know it. Though one can be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. So if you're praying by yourself only all the time, then guess what? You can be overpowered. You can defend yourself with someone else, but if you get three people praying, it can break the yokes. I'm telling you, I've had to do this in my life. And so also the next step, that right there is, I tell you, if there was ever a Grand Canyon of prayer, that's it. That is the secret right there to get you into a place of effective prayer, to be able to come into agreement with others. But you also want to pray creatively. Ephesians 6:18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers. And with this in mind, be alert and keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So Paul says this, that there's no rules, first of all. Is you want to get creative. Don't think that you have to pray a formal prayer. I used to think that I had to pray a formal prayer and I'd just line up and I really wouldn't, you know, just pour my heart out or let my guts fly out to the Lord. But I do now. But there's no rules for your format. So you don't want to be too formal. You want to do things. Pray in different styles. I want to give you the permission, if you already don't know this, to do this. It's time to step up right now. You can easily combine prayer with your chores, praying in the shower or bath, praying while doing housework, praying while driving to work, praying, you know, while you're doing exercise. I used to do this all the time, take a walk at lunch. Even better yet, if you have someone else, two agree together or three. If three agree together, it will break things open. God has no limits. So the way you connect with Him and pray has no limits. I want to tell you, get out of anything that's causing you to stay in a place, if you are, where prayer is dull and boring. I have a structured prayer that I do. And I do have a prayer outline that I pray, only because I want to remember to pray for people and things. So I do have an outline that I pray, but other times, yeah, I remember the Lord telling me, I was trying to get this breakthrough. I was praying. He goes, would you just listen to me? Just go out on a walk and stop doing all the talking and listen to me. So there's times when I have to do listening prayer. Other times when I have to do proclamation prayers to break it open. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So praying in the Spirit will help. 1 Corinthians 14:5. There's also 13 and 15. I'm going to read here. So what shall I do? Paul says, I will pray with my spirit, but I also will pray with understanding. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my understanding. The Apostle Paul's talking about this right now, that you can pray in the spirit and sing in the spirit, which means, you know, a new song, tongues, however it would be, or with understanding, so that you can do both of them. And I checked this out. We need both. We need to be able to pray with our mind and with our spirit. Sometimes praying in the spirit or singing will bypass our understanding. Then the Lord drops a solution in later on. It might be a dream or a word later. I'm telling you, this is a secret to this. So Lord, I pray for this. I pray to activate these secrets to get prayer to be powerful, to get prayer to be creative and to flow. I pray, Lord, that you would open up the anointing to pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, there's more to it. That's why I'm going to be doing a special training this month. It's called Praying with Power, Bringing Heaven to Earth. It's Saturday, November 20th, 10 a.m. Pacific Time. you can sign up for it. Just go to DougAddison.com/praying, and it is $37. It's less than a cup of coffee a day. You can also sign up to get the training kit and train others with it. This is going to be a powerful, powerful time. I'm going to go over the prophetic words over prayer, prophetic words I've gotten about prayer, biblical understanding, the different styles and types of praying. I'm going to get into some cutting-edge strategies on how to pray, how to pray for the sick, how to pray no matter how much time you have. That's one that I love, because then you can become effective. How to operate as a prophetic intercessor if you want to, or a watcher, a watchman. Also, how to open the heavens through your prayer language. How to develop the watchman on the wall calling. How to develop the effective prayer life using decrees. It's powerful, powerful. Also, how to develop intercession groups using the internet. How to get healed through targeted breakthrough prayer. You know, I got healed of a lot of things. I got healed of Huntington's disease. I got healed of the symptoms of Huntington's. I got healed of Lyme disease. I got healed of chemical sensitivity. I've got healed so much stuff. But I had to get a breakthrough. If it wasn't working, if the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus wasn't working, I had to create a prayer strategy. So I'll be going over that as well. I'll also be giving you my personal outlines for prayer, Bible verses that you can decree, and several brand new powerful activations for prayer. All right, DougAddison.com/praying, and I'm excited about this. I hope to see you there. If not, I'll see you next week. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.